You and I would care a lot less what others thought of us if we knew how little they actually do. All right, that's cliche, but it's true. Today, I want to talk about how letting people misunderstand me, letting people judge me, and letting people think whatever they want to think about me has freed me up to live a better life, has given me freedom, given me this lightness, and helped me actually enjoy life. And the crazy part is, the reason why I feared what people thought is because I wanted them to like me. The crazy part is when you let go of this need to be understood and have approval and be liked, the crazy part is people are actually more drawn to you and you attract more of the right people and opportunities that you're looking for. So let's talk about it. Giving people permission to misunderstand you is one of the most powerful life hacks there is. In business, in, you know, any career for the most part, in relationships, in quality of life in general, you know, it's exhausting to be worried about what people think. You might even be thinking, what is this guy doing with a mic and a camera in the middle of the woods? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know either. But one thing I do know is I'm not going to let anybody, whether online or in person, judge me for doing so. It's a beautiful day. And I'm outside in nature, slowing down, drinking coffee, talking to you. But yeah, I used to struggle with this a lot, if I'm being honest, which I am, which I think is a core value of mine, is transparency, realness, you know, authentic energy. And so I'll level with you. Like, this is it's an ongoing journey, but I feel a couple reminders and a couple shifts in my journey has really made the biggest difference, have made all the difference. You know, growing up, we're usually complimented or commented on by people based on what we look like or what we do. And that's great, but you know, what happens when we let that define us, or what happens when we start doing things to win the approval of other people? So it's really important to detach your self-worth, your identity, from what you do. It's really important to do that. For me, I'm a child of God first. Like, who I am is unbreakable. quite truthfully, who I am is untouchable. I can't be made or broken by people because I wasn't made or broken by people in the first place. Like, I wasn't made by people. I was made by God. Like, you are made by infinite, unconditional love. And so who you are can't be, you know, built on, or it can't be taken away. Your true self-worth, your identity at your core is unshakable. And you got to remember that. So we're not defined by other people. That's really important to bank on and remember every single day. Like, I wake up and I know I'm so much more than my bank account, my follower count, my achievements, accolades, what people think, you know, if people love me, hate me, or anything in between. I'm so much more, right? You got to understand who you are and grow in the knowledge of that to be grounded and live a life that's stable and rock solid, and not banking on what people think. But you know, truthfully, making content has been a big shift for me in my life because, again, worried about what people think is the worst way to make content. It's the worst way to put yourself out there. I'm big on the basics. Keep it simple, keep it clean, but elevated. And if you're like me, then check out Build Basics. They are the answer, the solution to a basic set of clothes, whether it be tees, hoodies, sweatpants, joggers, dress pants that are simple, basic, but elevated. You can dress them up. You can wear them more casual, but they're having 20% off and use code ELEVATED to go upgrade your wardrobe. All right, check it out. Back to the video. The truth is, people are going to judge you and me regardless, right? People, like I said, people rarely think of us. Let's be honest. People are always thinking about themselves and their own inadequacies or weaknesses or self-conscious things they're worried about. They're less likely thinking about you and I than themselves. Yeah. So it's important to understand, like, they're not really thinking about us in the first place. But the other part is they're going to judge you regardless. Like, I'm going to get judged. I'm going to get perceived in a certain way regardless. And so just being okay with that is huge. Accepting the fact that you can't control people and circumstances to that extent is very freeing. Because then you just surrender. You say, hey, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And I'm going to control what's in my control. So that's really important. And this is what I said at the beginning as well. The paradox here is the less you try to control people and the less you try to, you know, be likable or make a good first impression, the less you're trying to do that, the more real you are, the more likely you are to attract the right people, the right opportunities. The more likely people just say, yeah, I, you know, hey, maybe he's not my cup of tea. Maybe she's not, you know, all she thinks she is. But hey, I respect that they love themselves, that they're being real. Right? And that they're just being themselves and they don't care about winning the approval of others. Someone asked me the other day, man, you got a bright light, you know, you got that energy, you talk and you speak, and I just love your vibe, I love your energy. And I said, thank you, man. Love you too. And he said, you know, have you always been like that? And I'm like, to be honest with you, no, I haven't been, because I was so worried about what people thought. I dimmed my light. I tried to fit into everything or whatever people wanted me to fit into, the box that they wanted me to fit in to win their approval, that I just wasn't myself. And quite frankly, I didn't love myself. I didn't think I was worthy or worth anything, because I was like so identified with being a baseball player and achieving and my performance. And then when that tanked, obviously lost that, right? Like that affected me in a big way. But the secret, so he's like, so if you weren't that way from the beginning and like you're this way now, like what was the difference? Like what? And I thought about that for a second and I thought, man, the number one thing that I think makes the biggest difference in having aura or charisma or being likable, excuse me, is to be so comfortable in your own skin. The people we look to and enjoy and admire and like the most, they are comfortable in their own skin. They are okay regardless. Like they're having fun. They're enjoying life. I remember this speaker, preacher, Irwin McManus said, one of the most important reminders he tells himself before getting on stage, before getting uncomfortable and speaking to thousands of people, whatever it may be, is to have fun. Don't forget to enjoy it. Like, what are we doing here on this freaking, you know, rock or plane or whatever shape this thing is, if we've been to the moon or not? Beside the point. The point is, what are we doing here? If not to help each other, grow with each other, connect and live and experience with each other, and enjoy life. Enjoy the gift of life, the experience of life. Enjoying whatever you're doing is the key to success. It's the key to growth. It's the key to maximizing whatever you're doing. Enjoying. Having fun, like enjoying yourself. So that's honestly why I started making these videos and try to do this more, is like enjoying myself, not taking it too seriously. If I have fun with me, chances are you're gonna have fun with me as well, right? And if you don't like the video, then leave. No, I'm kidding. If you don't like the video, then it's all good, right? It's the thesis of the day. If you don't like the video, perfect. I accepted the fact that this video is not for everybody from the jump. I've accepted the fact that I am not for everybody from the jump, and that's okay. It's okay to not be everyone's cup of tea. But the most important person you need to respect, love, like, and enjoy is yourself. Because if you don't, how can we expect others to? Now, by the grace of God, there are people in our lives, thankfully, that will remind us of the greatness and the spark and the unique divine self that is in you before you do. And thank God for those people. That's like my mama, right? It's people who see the greatness within even before we show it and unleash it to the world. But it always starts with you. It always starts with me. It's always an inside job. Happiness, contentment, joy, right? It's always an internal work first. All right, so practical steps that I would take, and I'm just going to give advice to my younger self. So practical steps I would take if I were my younger self or if I were you, it would just be to flex the muscle more often. You know, anything, like with anything, repetition is the secret. So it's getting in the reps, meaning, you know, posting consistently on social media really did help me let go of that need to be liked or that need to be understood perfectly, right? I used to wait until I had the perfect post or the perfectly written caption, this and that, before I posted. And I'm just like, man, that is so exhausting. So a practical step is to just get in a rhythm of posting. I remember when I first started, I picked 6 days a week. Every other day was a reel. And I just committed to that for the first 90 days. And I eventually got to step away from my corporate job to create and to coach full time. But that is a consistent step you can take. Just put something out there, right? Social media is not for your friends. It's for you to go on the self-discovery journey of letting go of people's opinions and perceptions and needing their approval and letting go of the likes and the followers, which is pretty ironic. But it's discovering who you are, discovering what you're passionate about, discovering how to tell your story. And really, it is a pursuit and a discovering of your potential and yourself and your creativity, right? So that's one item I would say is to just get used to posting online and getting used to letting go of people's perceptions and just being okay with throwing something out there and it is what it is, right? I think doing things in public, like for the purpose of being that guy, like, or like being the person who's doing that. So I try to smile to strangers, which sounds simple, sounds small, but that's a phenomenal way to just like, hey, I'm gonna give you a smile regardless. Hey, if you have a bad look that you give me, I'm gonna give you a smile. Yeah, going on the journey of awakening, right? The spiritual path of knowing who you are at your core, at your essence as a human being is phenomenal. And unfortunately, it takes a lot of times failure to discover we are so much more than failure, and failure is not real. And what we achieve and what we lack to achieve never defines us in the first place, or ultimately is a path that I think you have to live, you have to walk through it to understand it. But, you know, putting yourself out there and failing is a great way to learn who you are. So being okay with failure and embracing that is phenomenal. I'll leave you with this, because this is kind of a go-to metaphor, go-to vision for myself to keep me grounded. And it's try to view yourself from a third-party perspective. So what I mean by that is picture yourself today through the lens of your 7-year-old self. And think about what that 7-year-old self would see when they look at you. And you got to remind yourself, like, man, they would be so freaking proud. They would be so proud of who you are, of what you've accomplished, what you've done, what you've overcome, the obstacles in your way that you just kept saying yes to. You kept showing up. You kept overcoming. They'd be so proud of you. And secondly is the future self, the 80-year-old self, right? The self that is looking back and counting on you today, looking back with pride and with joy, knowing like, yeah, you're just getting started. You've overcome a lot, but man, I need you to be the person that future self needs. That's a powerful kind of construct that's helped me in a lot of ways get out of my own head and get out of needing other people's approval. And just look, if I make my 7-year-old self proud, and then I do the things that my 70 or 80-year-old self needs me to do today, I've already won. So I hope that helps. I hope that's useful. It's definitely made my life better. So leave a comment if anything resonated, but that's how to let go of needing people's approval, let go of the need to be understood fully, and just focus on you. Focus on giving good energy, creating from an authentic place, being yourself, achieving whatever success looks like for you, and enjoying the journey. So thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.